KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media Station, ESPN 97.5.
Them big and rich fellas are a slap in the face to country music with all that rock and roll.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
To the big show. It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday, feeling like a Monday. But Tyler's here, filling in for Nick, Barry, and myself. President accounted for. Hopefully your day's going well.
I like that you play a little Fat and Broke right there. That was good.
Yeah.
Picking that scab.
Hippie and Tiny.
Good times.
Hippie Kenny and
Hippie
Tiny John Rich.
Yeah. Oh, man, we got so many texts to get to. An hour of texts. What the hell is that noise? Oh, this is the song still.
Yeah, like, they're coming to your city.
What is that noise in my ear?
To work at Home Depot.
Aliens. Oh,
don't judge them. They're coming to your city to work at the Home Depot. Right. Not the College Game Day brought to you by Home Depot.
OU Mike said, welcome back, Barry Boomer. Because he only did that because I picked OU in our ESPN Pick'em.
Oh.
Did you win week one?
I did.
Who'd you have?
Colorado -7.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you win?
No, I did not. I should have gone with OU.
Yes.
But no, I picked Arizona minus, I think it was -11.5.
Oh, Granado. Granado influenced you to take a summy team?
No, but I just didn't think BYU would absolutely beat them. So
wasn't even
I
close.
Watched that game.
It
was
even
not
close,
pretty.
Was it? Yeah.
No.
Arizona's quarterback struggled and
it was bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Got a question on the text line. Barry, did you make sure to fertilize your lawn before the rain? No, I was out of town. Sadly. Very sadly. I missed it. I'll never buy anything from Nike again. It's pathetic. So there are people that are
But again, they are savvy enough marketers that they planned ahead and knew that this was going to be the short-term backlash.
Jared said, that going back to when I made the joke about Forever 21, he said, hey, Barry, if you're more than twice the age of Forever 21's target demo, maybe it's time to shop somewhere else. Try L.L. Bean. I don't know what L.L. Bean is.
It's L.L. Bean.
Is it like J. Crew?
It's like a, yeah, no, it's like a Eddie Bauer.
Yeah, oh, exactly right.
Buying that
exactly
old ass,
right.
Old-ass dad clothes. Hey, look at this sweater I got. No,
I think you could probably pick them up at a Cabela's or Bass Pro Shop.
No, I'm not buying no L.L. Bean. No, I don't think so. How dare you have a level-headed opinion? I agree. There's no room in this Kaepernick discussion for level-headed opinions. I need everyone to be completely idiotic when we discuss Kaepernick. Don't even try to be nice about it. OU Mike would definitely protest Nike, but he's still wearing the same feelers from 91. Hey, man.
We talked about it in the break, man.
Jared, those 91 feelers were
pretty
dope.
The Grant Hill feelers were off the chain at the time.
Were those 91? Or not?
I'm not sure if that was 91, but
it was in high school.
It was pre-Grant Hill blowing his entire career out with injuries.
Yes.
When he was actually like rookie of the year and coming off the Duke stuff, and everybody was thinking he was the next Jordan.
I don't know which. It was in the 90s. What was it? Was it 90?
There's a lot of people that think just like overall with his career at Duke and the fact that he still resurrected his career, that he's got a chance to get to the Hall of Fame. But that was one of the biggest woulda, coulda, shouldas if he doesn't get hurt.
Agreed. Okay, so it looked like it was 96.
Okay.
I'd have thought it was there, but it was the Grant Hill 2s from 96.
Because he came in with Jason
Those
Kidd.
Were dope.
Yeah, they were, and Ray Allen, I think.
Yes.
So those were,
is that right?
Yeah, right in that same, those were all the guys up for, I think, rookie of the year that year and everything else.
All the potential in the world.
No doubt about it.
If anyone wants to burn a size 14 shoe, let me check them out first. I'll take some shorts as well. That was a text. Nike went the round of tending to the kids who steal shoes out of vans instead of the ones who pay for their products on sale at Academy. That's from Keith. What does that even
Keith
mean?
Texted Keith, like 18 times.
Keith, what does that mean? Yeah, I don't understand what that means. I
understand people are passionate about the topic, but well, no, the thing is, I think he's more targeting the fact that, you know, if you have Jordans and the stories, there was even the stories here where that kids were targeting kids leaving the store when they waited in line to get the Jordans, and then they were
those stories were around when I was a kid. When I bought my first pair of Jordan 6s, they were like, oh, you're going to get shot and killed because yep. you bought them shoes. Shut up. Do you realize
you know
how
what?
Rare that is?
It is a possibility. It's also a possibility that walking down the street today, you could get hit by a car.
It's the equivalent of saying, oh, my God, don't drive to work. You could get carjacked. Someone got carjacked yesterday. It's stupid. There's the 0.1% chance of that happening in your life.
Mm. Yeah, but like I said, I mean, you can walk down the street. I mean, I was thinking about that driving to work today. I mean, things you take for granted and never think you'd have to worry about, like driving on the highway and thinking that a sniper would start shooting at your car, like in Phoenix, or if you're a woman driving it, where the guy in Katy recently just had an axe to grind with females and was shooting women on the highway in your car.
I saw
just
that.
Going to or from, you know, the store or
That's
work.
Crazy, man.
It's like, what are you doing, man? I mean, you every day just waking up, something could happen.
I mean, well, never not. Let me not get in trouble. We have a meeting tomorrow with our boss.
You're fine.
Let me not say anything about women drivers. Let's go to Lawrence.
Oh, well, yeah, then probably I support your decision to stifle that remark. Yes. Yeah.
Let's go to Lawrence, who wants to talk college football. Lawrence, what's up?
Yeah, how y'all doing today? Excuse me. I was trying to see that what did Herm Edwards do this weekend for Arizona State?
They got to win. No, they got to win. I watched that game. I was curious because there was a lot of, obviously, people that were not exactly in favor of Herm Edwards. They said he'd be in college coaching it or a coach period, saying he was out of touch. It had been so long since he coached anywhere, and his last jobs were in the pros. When he did coach in college, it was like at like Fresno State in the 80s as a receivers coach or all those things. But I saw a feature ESPN, and we're going to get to this too, the other feature I was telling you about. But I saw a feature where ESPN went and spent like a couple days with Herm coaching.
Uh-huh.
He did the right thing. We used to always talk about, when we talked about, you know, if so-and-so, a former player, was going to be a good NBA coach, he better get an X's and O's guy as his assistant. Well, when you look at what Herm did when he built his staff, he wasn't stupid. You know, for his offensive line, he got Kevin Mawai.
Smart.
You know, to help, as not just as the offensive line coach, he's a quality of control assistant on the offensive line, which means he got a regular offensive line coach to do it the way the college kids do it, but he got a former All-Pro to work with these kids to get them to understand how you become better. I think overall, when I first heard the move, I was skeptical, but I think Herm's going to be okay.
I think it's probably a little too soon. I know, I mean, to answer the question, Lawrence, they won 49-7. And you hear that and you go, oh, boy, are Arizona State, are they legit? It was UTSA.
Yeah, I should have went right. with Arizona State over Arizona.
I think we could get 11 people in this at Gal Media, play both ways. That wasn't a gay joke, oh, you might. Play both ways and beat UTSA. I mean, the Roadrunners are not a juggernaut. So I want to see them play some better competition before I chime
now don't
in.
Don't sleep on UTSA, next week, though. Okay. Now, they have produced the number one draft
Stop
pick. Marcus Davenport was the number one pick of the Saints.
All right, next week. Arizona State's playing Michigan State. Who you got?
I'm going to take Michigan State.
Exactly.
But I think that may be a closer game than people think. The big thing for me with Herm Edwards is going to be, because he's such a motivator, you and I had him on the show at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. You want to run through a wall with this guy. I mean, he's intense, but he's kind of uplifting. He's fun. I want to see how he recruits. Because if he recruits the right way, this is like Clyde Drexler at U of H. There's a lot of hype coming in.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
It's going to sell a lot of tickets. It's going to sell a lot of corporate sponsorships. But if he's going to have longevity, he's going to have to win. And in order to win, you got to recruit. In order to recruit, you got to pound the trail. Does he have it still in the tank to do that? Remains to be seen. But I think it's going to be fun to watch.
It's a good point. That's a good point,
so
because
be
you know he's one of those guys that when he gets in your living room and he starts getting you hyped up. Remember, we did a Super Bowl Radio Row with him.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was
welcome to the show, Barry.
Well, I wanted to look at
thanks for stopping in.
I was looking at, because when you said it's going to be closer than they thought, I was like, I don't know. So I've started looking at this thing because I'm using my bookie in betting this year.
Yeah.
And Fred put me off on the Sagarin ratings. Mm-hmm. You nailed it. It's less than, it's like at a five point difference between Michigan State and Arizona State. So that's
Michigan State's kind of down this year too, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
That's a lot closer than I thought it would be.
Sumlin coming to play U of H this weekend too. That'll be an interesting game as well, because Sumlin doesn't want to get off to an 0-2 start, but he's got to beat his old squad, who's going to be plenty jacked up to play him.
Yeah, that one may not be as close.
So it'll be interesting. You're probably right. Okay. And I don't think it's the way that everybody's hoping. But with that being said, I do want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. You've seen Mac on commercials all the time on television, but you know that he's a Houstonian dedicated to this town. It's not just what he does philanthropically and what he does to help in the community when things go bad. It's about thinking about Mattress Mac every single time you need any piece of furniture for your house. It's the way he does business, and he wants to make it easy for you. So it used to be that there was only one location on I-45, but now there's three. One in the Galleria across from Dillard's on Post Oak, another one on Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, because he wants to make it easy as possible for you guys to get in, find quality American-made furniture at a great price that's going to be available the same day, delivered within 3 to 4 hours, and so that you don't have to worry about spending weeks and pricing out and then having back order slips and can't get what you want when you need it. It's not going to happen at Gallery Furniture. It's a very quick process in which you are the center of attention and you get exactly what you need. It's fantastic. Most of my furniture from Gallery Furniture, well before he started sponsoring this show, because I knew that I didn't have to waste time and have to do a whole bunch of pricing out and then worried about the fact that I can't get the furniture that I want it, when I buy it, because of the fact that it's on back order or they can't get it shipped here in time. Gallery does it the right way. Everything he says in his commercials, everything they're going to do. You buy today, you get it within 3 to 4 hours. Their finance department's going to work with you on the best way for your payments. They're going to make sure that when their delivery people are there, they move out and rearrange furniture for you, as well as deliver the new furniture, because it shows that they care. And everything that Mac says about solid wood, American-made, leather and upholstered furniture, it's all right there. And the main thing that Gallery says is everything that they're going to do every single time, Gallery really will save you money.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we are. Knee deep, hour number two of the 3-hour extravaganza, the big show we call The Usual Suspects. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride on a Tuesday, coming off the holiday. Always a little slower in your day, but hopefully it's going well. Tyler's in for Nick. Barry and I are here as we are in the studio, safe and sound. Barry back from another comedy tour, and me back from family day. So, good to be back in the studio, gang.
Indeed it is. Let's get a couple of texts. By the way, if you text the show, the chances of me reading it's pretty good, I think, overall. Mm-hmm. Not every one that you send. You don't have to send 8,000 texts, 8,000 of the same text. Also, please don't send me a book. Your text should be 1 to 2 sentences max. If you want to give your opinion on Colin Kaepernick, I don't need 3 texts in a row that are multi-paragraph. Just call. It's much easier that way, because I'm not sitting here and reading dissertations. So if your Kaepernick text didn't get read, it's because it was too long.
It's a diatribe. I see a couple of them. I'm like, good Lord.
So somebody said, remember starter jackets and people getting robbed for their Raiders starter jacket.
Not just Raiders. We talked about this.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee, each gang, depending on what street you lived on, had a different NBA team. So you had the Sixers, the Celtics, the Bucks, and those were the big teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely that was a thing.
By the way, I don't know if you missed this yesterday, but we brought this up. We were talking about Texas Tech and herpes.
What?
And STDs. They were known for Raider rash. They were known to have a lot of STDs at the school, which I did read later yesterday, and I didn't care to mention it online. But basically, they said that that's not true, that that was all blown out of proportion,
okay,
that Lubbock has a very high STD rate, But that doesn't mean that the school in Lubbock does. So I did have to be honest. I'm always about honesty and transparency on this show. That said, is it Marquette that's in?
Marquette's in Milwaukee.
Number one in the nation for STDs.
Really?
Yes. As soon as we saw, I was like, oh, Pac-Man Joel's got some splaining to do.
Now watch me throw the really bad wrinkle into this that are going to make people squeamish. You know who lived right by the Marquette University campus, right? Did all his work there? And I mean work.
Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Gross.
Yeah, that's Marquette. I haven't been back in forever, so.
Yeah, they were the number. We were both, me and
right in downtown
Nick
Milwaukee.
Like, oof, really?
Yeah.
Well, they obviously don't wrap it up.
I saw that, speaking of Marquette, that I heard Fred and AJ talking about this the other day, but I haven't seen any official word, but that Michelle Beadle is now, after we had talked about her, she came back to Get Up, and then she was off Get Up. And a girl by the name of Jen Latta has been filling in for her. And from people that I've talked to, they're done with Michelle Beadle on Get Up now.
Why?
I don't know. And Jen Latta, who is a Marquette grad and a Midwest girl.
Well, I think we know what's going on
Is on Get Up, or she has been for the last week or so. And because I was going, what's going on with all this? Then found out that she went to Marquette. And I was like, all right. Because the thing that I don't like is she's over Buddy. Every time they have a guest on, like Desmond Howard, my guy Des is going to tell you that, right, Des? Because we've been tied. Everything is my guy and calling guys by their last name. Like, Vilma's here. Always good to have Vilma on the show. Come on now. All right, it's overselling. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do at Get Up because it looks as if the 3 a.m. bar crawler is out.
Did they give a reason?
They haven't really said. I was trying to find it on the internet anywhere. I couldn't find any. There's no official word on it.
Interesting.
But she came back after, I think she was coming back off like an injury and a bunch of stuff, and she had some time off. Came back like for a brief stint, and then all of a sudden she was gone again.
I didn't even realize. I guess. I mean, I put it on while I'm show prepping, so I'll sit on the couch and I'll be on the laptop. But I don't really pay attention unless there's something that strikes my fancy, but I couldn't have told you, she was out for this many weeks and why or whatever. So I just don't feel like that enhances or
here it is.
Devalues the show.
Here it is.
I'm neutral on that.
On the heels of ESPN, Michelle Beadle saying on Thursday's episode of Get Up, she'll be skipping both the upcoming college football and NFL seasons. The network announced Friday evening it will be moving the hub of its NBA coverage back to L.A. Beadle will be the lead role. Per the release, she will be on NBA Countdown originating from L.A., but her last Get Up episode, which she has co-hosted with Jalen Rose and Mike Greenberg, will be August the 29th, so she gone.
Wow.
So they're internalized, keeping it internal, but keeping her on the NBA beat, but no more Get Up.
Well,
her get up and go, got up and went.
There you go. It done. Got up and left.
Gone.
All right, so we got this text. Somebody says, what are y'all expecting in the A&M-Clemson matchup this weekend?
Clemson all day.
You think it's going to be a bloodbath?
I think it's going to get ugly. If A&M can run the football, they can run the clock, trying to control time of possession a little bit, it may help. But I would like to see Jimbo do well. I just think it's too soon. I don't think he's there yet.
They can run the ball. I mean, A&M, that's the thing, is people have always associated the Aggies with kind of they're a spread offense, and they're really not. They have been a run-oriented offense for the last several years. It's just because of the style that they play when they're spread out and all the receivers and everything. But they run the ball a lot from those, from the five wide or four wide or whatever. So I think this is a team that now it's more of a pro style offense. It's a slower pace, which can benefit them because if I don't know what their defense is going to be, I don't know that they're, I don't think that they're going to hold up against Clemson, but I think the fact that the pace is slow, if this was last year's team, I would be a lot more nervous, but this year's team, the fact that they play a slower pace, they play a little more pro style offense.
So you'll be taking A&M in the pool this week?
Absolutely not. I was looking at the line as I brought it up based on the texter's question. The line is 12.5.
That's actually pretty good. Because I think it started out at almost 14. So it's still doubled
it?
Yeah. Are you sold on Mond?
No, I'm not sold on any of those quarterbacks.
Yeah. Until Jimbo gets his guy.
That's when I'll be sold.
Because the ironic thing is, and I was saying this to somebody because of the Michigan discussion and the Texas discussion, I said to Bo, there are two programs that can recruit their ass off that for some reason can't recruit a quarterback to save their lives.
Yeah.
I don't want Jimbo to be that guy.
No. I mean, he, what did he have?
His track record's pretty good at Florida State.
I was going to say, yeah. Winston.
Jameis is the big
probably
name.
The big name, yeah. I think it's going to be probably like a 10-point game. 10-14. Although knowing the Aggies.
Clemson's pretty good.
Yeah, knowing the Aggies can, boy, they can
and
really
Clemson
choke
knows
on
national TV.
Where is the game? That's the question.
It's in college.
Yeah, it's in college.
Yeah.
Game day. It's going. Tyler, give us that heads up Friday.
Here's the problem with being an Aggie fan and trying to be realistic about the Aggies is as a fan, I'm almost predisposed to thinking negatively, like, oh, they'll get blown out or they'll choke. They might even get up early and then choke this game away or something like that. But I don't know. I think the line's 12.5. That sounds about right. I could see them losing by 2 touchdowns.
What do you got, Tyler?
Close to it.
I think it's 2 touchdowns or more, okay. Unfortunately.
I don't know, but I know that's not going to be a game that I pick in our little challenge.
No. I'm not touching it either. But I think that overall, I think the polish, the recruiting, the momentum of year after year, the last couple of years of the success levels that Clemson has had with Dabo, I just think it's too soon to put Jimbo on the big stage and expect him to create the miracle.
What did they win their first game? It was like 59-7.
They played Northwestern State.
But
at least they showed that they can run the ball. And as Barry said, line play was good. Running game was good. Mond was okay. It's just play a big-time competitor like Clemson on a national TV stage is tough.
Yeah.
Different ballgame.
I mean, the fact that also, Clemson's got two really good quarterbacks, Bryant and Lawrence, and it's hard to game plan for one. You can't just focus on one guy because you know they've said, hey, both guys are going to play. And they did that this past week as
well. Just like Nick Saban did, right?
Yeah. It's hard to game plan for that. So I it's going to be interesting. Here's the thing, though, man. The one, to me, I feel like Jimbo Fisher might be the best coach that A&M has had in a really long time. And I loved Kevin Sumlin, but I think Jimbo Fisher is more proven. And I feel like he's not – Kevin Sumlin, almost, it was almost like he wasn't ready for big games.
Yeah, when he made that jump from U of H to A&M, it was like, I don't know if he should have done that yet.
And having Johnny Manziel was a great –
I was just going to say
– Band-Aid and kind of it masked the deficiencies that he had as a coach. And maybe the program had overall. Jimbo Fisher has not. He didn't have the opportunity.
He did his time
exactly, and he's played big teams.
Fair or not, he walked into the whirlwind of Johnny Manziel that bought him time.
Yes,
at A&M for sure. So,
and you saw what he did after Manziel left against these big schools. So I think Jimbo Fisher brings a certain amount of swagger with him as a coach against a team like Clemson. We'll just see how that translates with his players.
And Fisher's coached in a big-time conference when the ACC was
big. That's what
I
mean, yeah.
Yeah, and succeeded. As
Against other elite-level schools like Clemson.
Because even Sumlin, now it's a little lesser stage. But if Herm does do well, if Chip Kelly kills it at UCLA and SC's back on the map, it's not going to take long for him to people start figuring out, hey, didn't work out in the SEC, and it's not working out in the Pac-12 either. Yeah. All right, we're at the halfway point. We're going to take a break, come back with a whole lot more. Second half is right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we are. Knee deep, hour number two of the 3-hour extravaganza, the big show we call The Usual Suspects. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride on a Tuesday, coming off the holiday. Always a little slower in your day, but hopefully it's going well. Tyler's in for Nick. Barry and I are here as we are in the studio, safe and sound. Barry back from another comedy tour, and me back from family day. So, good to be back in the studio, gang.
Indeed it is. Let's get a couple of texts. By the way, if you text the show, the chances of me reading it's pretty good, I think, overall. Mm-hmm. Not every one that you send. You don't have to send 8,000 texts, 8,000 of the same text. Also, please don't send me a book. Your text should be 1 to 2 sentences max. If you want to give your opinion on Colin Kaepernick, I don't need 3 texts in a row that are multi-paragraph. Just call. It's much easier that way because I'm not sitting here and reading dissertations. So if your Kaepernick text didn't get read, it's because it was too long.
It's a diatribe. I see a couple of them. I'm like, good Lord.
So somebody said, remember starter jackets and people getting robbed for their Raiders starter jacket.
Not just Raiders. We talked about this.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee, each gang, depending on what street you lived on, had a different NBA team. So you had the Sixers, the Celtics, the Bucks, and those were the big teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely that was a thing.
By the way, I don't know if you missed this yesterday, but we brought this up. We were talking about Texas Tech and herpes.
What?
And STDs. They were known for Raider rash. They were known to have a lot of STDs at the school, which I did read later yesterday, and I didn't care to mention it online. But basically, they said that that's not true, that that was all blown out of proportion,
okay,
that Lubbock has a very high STD rate, but that doesn't mean that the school in Lubbock does. So I did have to be honest. I'm always about honesty and transparency on this show. That said, is it Marquette that's in?
Marquette's in Milwaukee.
Number one in the nation for STDs.
Really?
Yes. As soon as we saw, I was like, oh, Pac-Man Joel's got some splaining to do.
Now watch me throw the really bad wrinkle into this that are going to make people squeamish. You know who lived right by the Marquette University campus, right? Did all his work there? And I mean work.
Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Gross.
Yeah, that's Marquette. I haven't been back in forever, so.
Yeah, they were the number. We were both, me and
right in downtown
Nick
Milwaukee.
Oof, really?
Yeah.
Well, they obviously don't wrap it up.
I saw that, speaking of Marquette, that I heard Fred and AJ talking about this the other day, but I haven't seen any official word, but that Michelle Beadle is now, after we had talked about her, she came back to Get Up, and then she was off Get Up, and a girl by the name of Jen Latta has been filling in for her, and from people that I've talked to, they're done with Michelle Beadle on Get Up now.
Why?
I don't know. And Jen Latta, who is a Marquette grad and a Midwest girl.
Well, I think we know what's going on
Is on Get Up. Or she has been for the last week or so. Because I was going, what's going on with all this? Then found out that she went to Marquette. And I was like, all right. Because the thing that I don't like is she's over Buddy. Every time they have a guest on, like Desmond Howard, my guy Des is going to tell you that, right, Des? Because we've been tied. Everything is my guy and calling guys by their last name. Like Vilma's here. Always good to have Vilma on the show. Come on. All right, it's overselling. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do at Get Up because it looks as if the 3 a.m. bar crawler is out.
Did they give a reason?
They haven't really said. I was trying to find it on the internet anywhere. I couldn't find any. There's no official word on it.
Interesting.
But she came back after, I think she was coming back off like an injury and a bunch of stuff and she had some time off. Came back like for a brief stint and then all of a sudden she was gone again.
I didn't even realize, I guess, I mean, I put it on while I'm show prepping, so I'll sit on the couch and I'll be on the laptop, but I don't really pay attention unless there's something that strikes my fancy, but I couldn't have told you, she was out for this many weeks and why or whatever, so I just don't feel like that enhances or
here it is.
Devalues the show.
Here it is.
I'm neutral on that.
On the heels of ESPN, Michelle Beadle saying on Thursday's episode of Get Up, she'll be skipping both the upcoming college football and NFL seasons. The network announced Friday evening it will be moving the hub of its NBA coverage back to L.A. Beadle will be the lead role. Per the release, she will be on NBA Countdown, originating from L.A., but her last Get Up episode, which she has co-hosted with Jalen Rose and Mike Greenberg, will be August the 29th. So, she gone.
Wow.
So, they're internalized, keeping it internal, but keeping her on the NBA beat, but no more Get Up.
Well,
her Get Up and Go, got up and went.
There you go. It done. Got up and left.
Gone.
All right, so we got this text. Somebody says, what are y'all expecting in the A&M-Clemson matchup this weekend?
Clemson all day.
You think it's going to be a bloodbath?
I think it's going to get ugly. If A&M can run the football, they can run the clock, trying to control time of possession a little bit, it may help. But I would like to see Jimbo do well. I just think it's too soon. I don't think he's there yet.
They can run the ball. I mean, A&M, that's the thing, is people have always associated the Aggies with kind of a, oh, well, they're a spread offense, and they're really not. They have been a run-oriented offense for the last several years. It's just because of the style that they play when they're spread out and all the receivers and everything. But they run the ball a lot from those, you know, from the five wide or four wide or whatever. So I think this is a team that now it's more of a pro-style offense. It's a slower pace, which can benefit them, because if I don't know what their defense is going to be. I don't think that they're going to hold up against Clemson. But I think the fact that the pace is slow. If this was last year's team, I would be a lot more nervous. But this year's team, the fact that they play a slower pace, they play a little more pro-style offense.
So you'll be taking A&M in the pool this week?
Absolutely not. I was looking at the line as I brought it up based on the texter's question. The line is 12.5.
That's actually pretty good, because I think it started out at almost 14. So it's still doubled it? Yeah. Are you sold on Mond?
No, I'm not sold on any of those quarterbacks.
Yeah. Until Jimbo gets his guy.
That's when I'll be sold.
Because the ironic thing is, and I was saying this to somebody because of the Michigan discussion and the Texas discussion, I said to Bo, there are two programs that can recruit their ass off that for some reason can't recruit a quarterback to save their lives.
Yeah.
I don't want Jimbo to be that guy.
No. I mean, he, what did he have?
His track record's pretty good at Florida State.
I was going to say, yeah. Winston.
Jameis is the big
probably
name.
Probably the big name, yeah. I think it's going to be probably like a 10-point game. 10-14. Although knowing the Aggies.
Clemson's pretty good.
Yeah, knowing the Aggies can, boy, they can
and
really
Clemson
choke
knows
on you.
National TV.
Where is the game? That's the question.
It's in college.
Yeah, it's in college.
Yeah,
game day. It's going. Tyler, give us that heads up Friday.
Here's the problem with being an Aggie fan and trying to be realistic about the Aggies is, as a fan, I'm almost predisposed to thinking negatively, like, oh, they'll get blown out, or they'll choke. They might even get up early and then choke this game away or something like that. But I don't know. I think the line's 12.5. That sounds about right. I could see them losing by two touchdowns.
What do you got,
Tom? Close to it.
I think it's two touchdowns or more, okay. Unfortunately.
I don't know, but I know that that's not going to be a game that I pick in our little challenge.
No, no? I'm not touching it either. But I think that overall, I think the polish, the recruiting, the momentum of year after year, the last couple of years of the success levels that Clemson has had with Dabo, I just think it's too soon to put Jimbo on the big stage and expect him to create the miracle.
What did they win their first game? It was like 59-7.
They played Northwestern State.
Yeah, but yeah.
But at least they showed that they can run the ball. And as Barry said, line play was good, running game was good, Mond was okay. It's just play a big-time competitor like Clemson on a national TV stage is tough.
Yeah.
Different ballgame.
I mean, the fact that also, which Clemson's got two really good quarterbacks, Bryant and Lawrence, and it's hard to game plan for one. You can't just focus on one guy, because you know they've said, hey, both guys are going to play. And they did that this past week.
Just
well.
Like Nick Saban did, right?
Yeah. It's hard to game plan for that. So it's going to be interesting. Here's the thing, though, man. The one, to me, I feel like Jimbo Fisher might be the best coach that A&M has had in a really long time. And I loved Kevin Sumlin, but I think Jimbo Fisher is more proven. And I feel like he's not – Kevin Sumlin, almost, it was almost like he wasn't ready for big games.
Yeah, when he made that jump from U of H to A&M, it was like, I don't know if he should have done that yet.
And having Johnny Manziel was a great Band-Aid and kind of it masked the deficiencies that he had as a coach and maybe the program had overall. Jimbo Fisher has not – he didn't have the opportunity.
He did his time.
Exactly, and he's played big teams.
Fair or not, he walked into the whirlwind of Johnny Manziel that bought him time.
Yes.
At A&M, for sure. So,
and you saw what he did after Manziel left against these big schools. So I think Jimbo Fisher brings a certain amount of swagger with him as a coach against a team like Clemson. We'll just see how that translates with his players.
And Fisher's coached in a big-time conference when the ACC was
big.
That's
what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and succeeded.
Against other elite-level schools like Clemson.
Because even Sumlin, now it's a little lesser stage. But if Herm does do well, if Chip Kelly kills it at UCLA and SC's back on the map, it's not going to take long for him to people to start figuring out, hey, didn't work out in the SEC and it's not working out in the Pac-12 either. Yeah. All right, we're at the halfway point. We're going to take a break, come back with a whole lot more. Second half is right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
If you're looking for a uniquely fun golf experience to attend, I got one for you. The Island Dirty Birdie Charity Golf Classic, powered by Tulsa Inspection Resources, on Friday, September 28th at the Moody Gardens Golf Course. My friend Tiny and the crew DeRue are hosting. It's going to be a good time. 18 holes of challenging golf, dinner, auction. I'll be there broadcasting live, all to benefit Elmina Shriners and the Ronald McDonald House of Galveston. Teams and sponsorships are still available. Go to ESPN975.com/golf. That's ESPN975.com/golf.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Thursday, September 6th, The Usual Suspects and The Blitz will broadcast live from Poker Royals. Come hang with the guys and check out the largest poker club in town, Poker Royals. That's Thursday, September 6th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. online at PokerRoyals.net.
If you suffer from ED and you've seen your doctor about the little blue pill, you know it can be expensive. And seeing the doctor and waiting at the pharmacy can be a hassle. What if I told you that a certain little blue pill just came off patent December 11th, and that same active ingredient that's in the little blue pill is now available in generic form, available to you for just $30 for a month's supply? That's a big discount. No more getting ripped off by the big pharma companies. With 4hims.com, you can bypass the doctor's office, pharmacy visit, and save huge money on your prescription ED meds. Just go to 4hims.com/body. Consult with a licensed physician, and following their confidential medical review, you can have the proper prescription delivered directly to your door for a fraction of the price. And today, while supplies last, you can get started with a trial month for just $5. That's right, $5. Here's what you do. Just go to 4hims.com, forhims.com/body today, and get started for just $5 while supplies last. Visit 4hims.com/body right now. 4hims.com/body.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for...
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was...
Not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/try. That's ZipRecruiter.com/try. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
We all have our mountains. The challenges that push us further. At Coors Light, our mountain is brewing the world's most refreshing beer. That's why all of our breweries cold lager to give Coors Light its signature crisp taste. It's why we cold filter to ensure brilliance and clarity. And it's why we package cold to seal in Coors Light's refreshing flavor. Because we believe every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
Are you ready for some football? Well, we're so excited we created Florida Football Fridays. Each Friday through October 5th, listen for your chance to win every hour between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Hourly winners will be entered into the grand prize drawing, a trip for two to Jacksonville, Florida. The grand prize winner will receive round-trip air transportation, hotel accommodations, tickets to the football game on October 21st, and a round of golf for two at Amelia National Golf and Country Club, all courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. For more info and contest rules, visit ESPN975.com.
Hey Houston, Keith here, owner of the Papa John's Pizzas in Houston, Texas. And it's our 25th anniversary. We're celebrating with a deal just for you. For a limited time, get two large one-topping pizzas for just $11.99. That's right, two large pizzas for just $11.99. Papa John's Houston.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Tally, want to try it?
Oh, you probably don't even know.
Nick always hacks this portion of the program up. Go ahead.
Go. Do it.
One and a half in the books.
Oh, no. Boy.
90 more to go.
At least you didn't say anything about the rear.
Yeah.
Because that's where Nick goes
wrong. Nick always is
really
putting it in his rear, like the 90 and the whatever it is.
90 in the books, there's, 90 you know, still that, to go in the big show.
That came out wrong. I maybe said that wrong.
I figured you meant to say it like that, though.
This portion of the program brought to you by Peanut Butter and Dog Biscuits. As we continue to roll on, missing Nick on a day off, it is Barry, Joel, and Tyler so graciously blessing us with his presence and expertise filling in.
Yeah, that was good that you got all that notice.
Yep.
Right, Tyler?
Good thing you don't put any hours in here, man. You're such a, I mean, you're a slacker. Well, you're never here. It's always hard to find, you're everywhere but here. Will you sleep here?
No.
Well, you can't anymore, you got before. A chick.
Yeah, I can still... Well, I can't anymore because they took the damn couch out.
Well, I mean, you got to know every That's nook good, and cranny
it
of this
needed,
place.
It needed to go.
The bear is still, speaking of diseases and things that might be toted around on university campuses and otherwise, that bear's still in here. That bear cannot be hygienically
no,
safe.
That's good. Yeah, you're right. Bear University would probably leave.
Yeah.
All right, couple of texts here. What fertilizer do you recommend to use during the fall?
A slow When's your podcast come out?
There's a slow release fertilizer that you should use in the fall. But there's a safe one you can go with. It's like, I think it's called Sweet Green. It's a organic fertilizer. You can use it year round. So get Sweet Green. It'll make your lawn look so good.
Joel, Tyler, fertilizer and garden talk have one thing in common.
Joel, I'm talking
to you.
They're
both just crap.
I'm talking to you. I'm telling you, get some Sweet Green fertilizer. Put it in your yard. Thank me later. You'll win yard of the month and whatever check comes along with that. And I won't even ask for a cut, but it will make your yard look amazing.
Barry, I'll let my lawn guy know that.
Yeah.
We'll and do let that. Him do it.
Tell him to put
sweet
some
green.
Sweet green down.
It's That's made, about enough of gardening talk for
organic.
One day.
It's organic. It's made with like molasses and all this stuff. It's the best for your yard. Puts natural microbes back in the soil.
Sugar. It's, on your yard.
It, Tyler, you're prolonging this now.
Shush, I mean, I tuned him out up until he said molasses.
See? So what it does is, I'm glad you asked.
See what you did there?
Basically, it just puts a lot of, like, the sugar and stuff causes the bacteria, the good bacteria and the microbes, to become active. And then when they die, they create healthy soil. That's the short answer. See, that was
the easy. Hell it was.
That was a short answer. Somebody wants to know, I'll be in Boston this weekend for Astros and Texans. Any advice for bars and restaurants?
Don't go to Cheers. It's overrated. It's a tourist trap.
Never been to Boston in my life.
If you're into craft beer, you should go to Trillium Brewing.
And get a different hobby.
Or if you just craft beer, don't feel like
dumb
being a townie and drinking. Yeah. What do they drink up there? Sam Adams?
Sam Adams is big. Sam Probably. Adams is really big. Yeah.
Is Sam Adams like the Corona of Texas? Is out in Boston? Like down here, it's like Mexican beer. That's Corona.
It's like not a Shiner. Really. The
yeah.
Shiner.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Shiner.
I knew that anything around Fenway is awesome.
Is it?
Fenway, you know, Foxborough is not Boston. It's a suburb on the outskirts. So it's not, that's just the experience of the stadium. But overall, yeah, Cheers is, doesn't look like it does on TV, and it's different, and it's a tourist trap. But there are great spots in Boston, and any the whole neighborhood and area around Fenway is very cool.
What about, like, I mean, I'm guessing food, you got to just eat. Like, you got to get
chowder?
Crab. Yeah,
Boston. Lobster rolls.
Lobster, crab, and chowder, right?
Yep.
I've never been. I want to go to Boston.
Oh, and there's that other place. It was on Man vs. Food. Where the guy tried doing like a 13 stack burger.
I don't know.
It was like
that.
Eagle Burger or something like that. I think that's what it was. I'm going to double check that and let the
This has
know.
Now surpassed gardening talk.
Nope. Here's a text. Gardening talk God. Is way better than listening to y'all talk about what hats you like.
Touche.
Love the lawn talk. Keep it up, Barry. Suck it, Joel. All right. A couple more, and then I want to do that. I want to do that. Oh, we're not gonna have time
it
in this segment.
Eagles Deli.
Oh,
go check that out.
What it's was the Boston. What was the challenge?
You basically if you, so I don't know where it stands now, but it was like a 13-pound burger. You also have to eat 13 pounds of fries or something like that.
What?
Or maybe five.
Who's eating a 13-pound burger?
Or is 12? It's a 6-pound burger, 6 pounds of fries.
Okay. Okay.
And the burgers are, it's meat, cheese all the way up.
Yeah.
And
they have to put a skewer through it or whatever.
And if you add an extra pound to the burger and to the fries to beat the previous person, you get your name on the wall. Or you get your picture on the wall.
So that's, it probably started off as a pound.
You get your name on the wall and you get to crap for about a week straight.
Dude, some of those food challenges are just.
If you do it all after that.
You and AJ are the experts on that.
12 pounds?
Stop you up.
That's too much food. 12 pounds.
12 pounds, yeah. There's it was on Man vs. Food. That was 10 years ago, too.
Did he finish it?
I don't know. Well,
no way. No, I say no way.
The Man vs. Food guy didn't. I think the large man that he challenged did.
Your stomach has to be the size of a grocery sack to be able to eat 12 pounds of food.
You're chestnut-esque.
I mean, I don't even know if he could do that.
I don't know, man. That dude, he can.
That's true.
He can throw anything down the
esophagus. Probably is the size.
Yeah,
of
the pie hole in the esophagus can handle it all. I just don't know when it's coming back up.
Oh, God. You want to do OU Mike's call now before
we
go to break?
Tyler, what do you think?
Let's do it. We got time.
Do it.
All right.
OU Mike wants to talk shoes.
Mike, you missed me. Great to hear from you.
You notice I didn't read
that
part?
Sir.
Yeah.
I was going to burn my shoes, but they're all just Converse All-Stars. My work shoes, my dress shoes for church. And my beach shoes, they're just Converse All-Stars with the toes cut out of them. But
nice.
I don't know. I'm looking at this shoe thing, fellas, and I see that one crowd's going to rush to Nike and one crowd's going to rush away. So I'm thinking maybe Adidas should bring in Roseanne Barr with the slogan, just say it, and then let the games begin.
Not bad, though, you Mike. Just say
pretty
it.
Pretty good for a Monday/Tuesday.
That's a good start to the week. Good job.
Oh, you Mike and Trey have exactly one thing in common, and that's they both
what?
Believe
live in
Converse All-Stars.
Oh, yes.
Maybe more than one, but yeah.
No, that too.
But at the same time,
no.
the hip crowd, the millennials, they're not All-Stars. They're Chucks. Chuck
owned
Taylor.
By Nike.
Good point. Very good point. Nike owns Converse.
They did buy Converse.
Because Converse All-Stars, you remember, could have been a lot of different shoes back in the day that had the chevron and the star logo.
Uh-huh.
And the Converse, the Chuck Taylors were the circle on the ankle bone.
Yes.
for the high top Chucks.
Yep. So all the old folks that are protesting Nike but still wear Converse, Don't tell them.
That's right.
I love it.
That's just definitely something to keep in consideration when you're looking at that whole thing.
Yep.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It's hour number two of the 3-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Knee deep in hour number two of the show. We'll put the wraps on this hour and then go simulcasting. For the rest of it, 3 to 4. Blitz will do the same thing, taking you home until 7. Fred, AJ, and Jong are waiting in the wings. They'll take over to take you home. But we appreciate you fastening your seatbelts and taking us along for the ride.
A couple of texts and tweets to get to before we do that. Jared Taylor said Wahlburgers would be a cool spot to hit.
And that's Mark Wahlberg's brother.
They're probably going to build one in the surrounding Houston area.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're scouting.
Now, is the show doing more than anything for that, or is that business? Was that business thriving?
There's a Wahlberg show.
Mark, the Wahlburgers is a show about.
Is it only about hamburgers?
It's about the only it's basically centered around the Wahlbergs, but it's the brother that's not as famous because he's into burgers and not acting.
Wait, which one is not famous?
No, I thought it was about Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh.
Like no, so yeah, that's a different show. So Wahlburgers or Wahlburgers was based on the Wahlberg family.
I don't know. Moni Fly said, "Thanks for talking about the molasses. That's probably what my waffle lawn is missing." Okay, don't be a smartass. All right, couple more texts. I'm trying to work from the bottom. This text is one or two sentences long. I hate you. I'm blocking whoever that was. Buddy said, being a truck driver and getting stupid tickets, good advice, drive with cruise control. Whatever the speed limit is, put it on there. You don't ever have to worry about it. I agree, buddy. Aggie fan here. 31-10 Clemson over A&M, sadly. I'm a big fan, but I'm also a realist. I feel you, Boom Boom. That's most Aggie fans, but I'm trying to be a little more objective. I would normally be with you like 31-10, but now that I'm doing more betting and spreads and doing more research, I'm going to try to use that. But, hey, guys, looking forward to seeing you in Beaumont this Friday. That's from our lovely friend Donna.
Could have guessed that one.
Yeah.
Luke's Ice House, Friday.
Boom.
Us don't and
we
the Blitz.
Don't we have a Thursday
Shindig also? We are on location as well on Richmond, new poker house sponsor.
Poker Royal.
Poker right? Royale or Royal, yeah.
Porker?
No. There'll be no porky.
You said porker.
I did not.
I feel like you did. Just back that up and check.
Shocking that you feel like I did.
Okay, that's... back it up. I bet. How much are we betting?
No.
Oh.
Wait.
No, don't you? No, you nasty. Dude, rubbing your nose. My family's pissed that my wife and I have tickets for Christmas Rockets game. Should we care? No. You do what you want to do. It's your Christmas.
I mean, it depends on how you feel about your family.
Yeah, most people don't like them.
You got an easy out. Do family first, and then get out in time to go to the game.
Aggies 18-14 was another.
Who says 18 for a football game? What the hell are you throwing in, like, two-point conversions and safeties?
I have no idea.
Come on.
All right, I'm going to read this. It toots our own horn, and it's a long text, but because it's tooting our horn, I'm going to read it. Hey, guys, I just wanted to say thank you for what you guys do. The show is awesome and funny. Me and my friends and coworkers talk about the past shows and the current one, and we look forward to listening. I will say that you guys are the best show on the sports stations. Keep up the good work. Stay awesome. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. And someone suggested for Boston, Boston baked beans and Boston brown bread. What the hell is brown bread?
I think it's rye bread to the rest of us.
Boston brown bread. I'm going to have to Google that now because I have no idea what Boston brown bread
beans,
is.
Beans, chowder, all that crap is, I mean.
Baked beans is a candy, right?
It's just, no, baked beans is a food.
And then the Boston baked beans, aren't those a candy?
There's like a coating on the top of it, the surface of it, but it's
a candy.
No, I know what you're talking about. There's also,
it looks like Boston Brown Bread is like a weird-ass brownie.
Boston Baked Beans is a candy. It has to be a candy.
No.
It's an actual
beans. It's got
beans.
The brick.
Well,
yeah,
it was a candy,
brick.
Too, but Boston Baked
Don't
Beans.
Don't tell me. Look, Boston Baked Beans, candy-coated peanuts. Both
of that's
you?
A product, but also there's also Boston Baked Beans. There's a way of making actual baked beans.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the candy. Well, who else would? Why the hell would you want to eat this regular?
You're always in favor Boston. Of putting some nuts in your mouth.
All
so
right,
you do. You went read. With the candy. That's fine.
I hate you.
That's not shocking either. I heard that on a scale of 1 to 10. yeah. So, God, we've already gone 2 hours of the show, and we haven't even touched on our favorite baseball team.
And we will because
so we need to do that.
I wanted to see your thoughts on the lineup change.
Yeah, we can talk about that as well.
Okay.
And the fact that I was kind of half kidding a while back when I was talking about Alex Bregman being in the MVP conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely going to be top
five.
Oh,
yeah, he is.
We'll have to keep an eye on that.
Well, tell the people about Infuse.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about my good friends at Infuse Energy because I have told you before, Josh Pestikoff and his staff do a fantastic job of making sure that they tailor make their plans and their rates to your needs and your contract. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or infuseenergy.com. Use the promo code ESPN975, get a $25 bill credit, and go from there. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips. Tips and it's honesty above reproach. They're always going to be honest with you, even if it means sometimes they'll tell you the competition can beat their rates. Check them out. Tell them I sent you. Josh Pestikoff and his staff doing fantastic work. Infuse energy into your life.
This is ESPN 97.5.